AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Is it a terror attack? Nobody's saying, but two Americans are dead, two others wounded in a shooting near Amman, Jordan. A Jordanian police officer opened fire on foreign trainers at a police compound there. Our Karen Laub is in Jordan.
The Jordanian government spokesman, Mohammed Momani, portrayed the shooting as a crime and said an investigation has been launched, but little is known yet as to the motives of the attacker.
Jordan is active in the fight against Islamic State group militants. AP correspondent Mark Smith is at the White House with some background.
The Jordanians were early members of the U.S.-led anti-Islamic State coalition, and Jordan's pilots have been among those carrying out airstrikes on militant positions. Plus, Jordan's one of those places where U.S. intelligence has been training Syrian opposition forces. But the White House has yet to say if Jordan's role was at all connected with today's shooting at a police compound near Amman.
Many members of Congress seem persuaded that Islamic militants are behind the Russian passenger plane crash. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Michael McCaul says it appears that a bomb may indeed have destroyed the airplane.
That's based upon the intelligence reports out there. It's based upon the black box recording. It's based on the satellite imagery. And it's based upon the fact that ISIS has declared war against Russia.
Congressman McCaul was on Fox News Sunday. Next hour, President Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meet at the White House. Tensions over the nuclear deal with Iran, which the U.S. supports, are straining ties with Israel, and no one expects much from this meeting. Six-year-old Jeremy Martis will be buried this afternoon in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. He's the little boy who was shot and killed when marshals in a Louisiana town opened fire on the vehicle his father was driving, say authorities. Two marshals are under arrest. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says, if you've got a real scandal to talk about, let's talk. But otherwise, let's move on from questions about the accuracy of his life story. He denies any dishonesty or wrongdoing. And he says nobody else is getting the kind of scrutiny he's getting from the media.
To make the accusation, to try to make somebody seem dishonest, and then when it is disproven, let's talk about something else. Well, you said this when you were in kindergarten. Give me a break.
Ben Carson on CBS's Face the Nation. It was 50 years ago today, and if you were there, you remember exactly what you were doing when the lights went out in New York City and points north. Subway riders were stranded underground. Workers were trapped between floors and elevators. Problems with the electrical grid caused the blackout, plunging tens of millions of people into darkness across the Northeast and Southern Canada for hours at the start of the evening rush hour. New York, Boston, and Toronto went dark. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.